Well, some troubling news this week for the nation's honeybees. A new survey shows that 44% of the honeybee colonies in the U.S. died in the past year. It was the second year in a row that losses have surpassed 40%, and now there are signs that the die-off is getting worse in the summer months. Joining us now is May Barenbaum. She's head of the entomology department at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. May Barenbaum, welcome back.
Always a pleasure.
Well, and first of all, what do you make of this? Is this as alarming as it sounds?
Well, it's all pretty depressing, actually. I wouldn't say it's alarming after the near decade of bad news, but it's certainly not the direction we want to see things going.
Well, and what do you think are the causes? What are the reasons that these colonies are dying?
Well, there is another study that was just released, a 7-year longitudinal study that was conducted by USDA APHIS, the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, with the National Honeybee Disease Survey. So this was a survey that was started years ago as a way to monitor for the appearance of exotic threats. And those include a new species of mite, Tropolelops, the Asian honeybee, Apis serrana, which is causing problems in Australia, and a new virus called slow bee paralysis virus. But the investigators expanded the study just to compare stationary and migratory beekeeping operations, the levels of fungal disease and mite load, and the effects of moving bees across the country to deliver pollination services. And some of the findings, again, are consistent with a lot of variation among beekeeping operations. But one of the surprising findings was that the level of varroa mites has skyrocketed. The percentage in migratory beekeeping operations approaches 85%, and in sort of backyard beekeeping operations, it can be up to 97%. And this is bad news for many reasons, particularly because varroa is this mite, this parasitic mite, is the vector or carrier of over a dozen different viruses.
So why are they? Why are their numbers skyrocketing, these mites?
Well, that's a good question. The numbers are creeping up. The percentage of infested operations that are migratory is actually climbing. And what was a hobby beekeeping issue may become a migratory beekeeping issue. That's worrisome because over 90% of America's bees are owned by about 5% of Americans' beekeepers. So varroa is just an absolute train wreck for honeybees because it is a vector for the viruses. It suppresses immunity. It can cause colony collapse in and of itself. It's the reason beekeepers are introducing pesticides into the hive because they're desperate to control this parasite. And the pesticides themselves suppress immunity. So you may end up with a vicious cycle.
Well, and it's interesting you say that the pesticides themselves suppress immunity. Some are looking at the pesticides as a main problem in general, that the pesticides are the reasons that colonies are dying.
Well, they certainly don't help. So one of the major findings over the past, well, since 2007, I guess, is that there are many different interacting factors. And pesticide contamination of hives and exposure in the field unquestionably have impacts on honeybee health, but how that translates to hive collapse isn't clear.
When you see a quote from somebody involved with the study saying that this could be catastrophic for the nation's food system, do you agree with that?
Well, I guess it depends on how you define catastrophic. It's certainly not good news. We have very few alternatives to the honeybee for managed pollination services. Almonds, for example, are completely dependent for all practical purposes on honeybees. That said, for beekeepers, yes, absolutely catastrophic. For growers of crops, not helpful. And for consumers, probably prices will go up. So it's hard to estimate what the impact will be.
Well, you have talked with the president of the United States about this issue. What do you think needs to be done?
Well, what's the word? Full disclosure, I had maybe 5 minutes with President Obama, so we collectively did not put our heads together and figure out a solution. But I will say that he is the most bee-friendly president in our history. I did a survey of legislation related to pollinators going all the way back to George Washington, who, by the way, liked honey on his hoe cakes in the morning. I think there has never been a greater awareness at the federal level of the need for pollinators and the threats to pollinators. So federal agencies, at least for the next, the remaining few months, are on board for improving conditions for pollinators in a variety of ways. And I think that's really, to paraphrase President Obama, change you can believe in.
May Barenbaum, head of the entomology department at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, thank you so much.
Thank you.